Going for the big crazy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Look at this. Now there's a group called Crash the Tea Party, run by a teacher in Oregon, which plans to undermine Tea Party rallies by showing up with even crazier signs and even wearing Nazi uniforms. Okay, time out, people. There is far too much crazy running loose. You used to have to be kidnapped by circus clowns to see stuff like we're seeing now. Here's another story. AP reporter Sean Murphy says a Tea Party group in Oklahoma wants to set up a volunteer militia to help defend against improper federal infringements on state sovereignty.
At least two state lawmakers that I talked to seemed receptive to the idea, including one state senator who is a Republican candidate for governor.
That would be State Senator Randy Brogdon, who says the Second Amendment preserves your right to protect yourself against an overreaching federal government. Oklahoma Tea Party leader Al Gearhart called this idea scary, but he also wonders what it will take for the feds to stop bullying the states.
What the Founding Fathers envisioned was all these state militias that basically kept the federal government in check just by their very existence.
Chris Matthews asked him on Hardball whether he really means to take on the U.S. Army.
Oh, no, it should never be used to fight the federal government. That would be insanity. The point is, if you have 30 or 40 states that have state militias, they would never happen to start with.
Well, okay, that's a relief, I guess. So then, to get back to the Tea Party crashers who want to out-crazy the Tea Party movement, do you really think you need to? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.